That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, listen to Jack Carson, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, little Norma Jean Nilsson, Irene Ryan, and yours truly, Del Sharman, and our guest, Dennis Morgan. Maybe you've seen an old-fashioned home cook sample Campbell's chicken noodle soup critically, then nod her head briskly in all-out approval. Well, that's good proof, I'd say, that in making chicken noodle soup, Campbell's faithfully follow the time-honored recipe for this grand dish. That recipe says, plenty of plump chicken simmered long and slowly. As the rich broth bubbles softly, it takes on a golden gleam and a full-bodied chicken flavor. Plenty of homey egg noodles and tender pieces of chicken are added. Mmm, good. Say, Mother, is Campbell's chicken noodle soup on tomorrow's market list? Well, at 22 North Hollywood Lane, Jack is expecting a visit from Dennis Morgan. And here, waiting for his friend to show up, we find the other guy from Milwaukee, Jack Carson.
Carson, I can't understand why you're so upset about Mr. Morgan coming over.
Well, Dennis is a little peeved because I named my rooster Dennis after him.
Oh, what is he if he is peeved?
Well, this is the whole idea. You see, each year Dennis and I exchange our Christmas presents 2 weeks early because he's never here for the holidays. And if he's sore at me...
Yes, that might have an effect on the quality of the gift he gives you.
Yes, yes, it might. I remember last year we had an argument before Christmas and all he gave me was one bookend.
What did you give him, sir?
Oh, I gave him a very useful gift. A genuine pearl-handled button hook.
But, sir, Mr. Morgan doesn't wear that kind of shoes.
Oh, it wasn't for his shoes. Dennis told me when he dresses in the morning, he has a hard time fastening those buttons on the back of his underwear. See, the handle was curved, and it worked out very well.
Well... Just what are you hoping Mr. Morgan will give you for Christmas, Uncle Jack?
Well, I'll tell you, Tugwell. He's made quite a lot of money this year, and being a very generous guy, he might even give me that radio phonograph I want.
Gee, some chance of that. When he sees Dennis the Rooster, he'll probably give you back the button hook you gave him.
Gee, do you think he might? Oh, no, no. He knows I don't wear that kind of underwear.
No, yours doesn't button in the back. They buckle around the ankle.
That's the newest style in California. Keeps the fog from creeping up your leg. Anyway, it won't hurt if we sort of drop a few hints about the radio phonograph I want. If Dennis gets in the right mood, there's no telling... Hey, that's probably Dennis now. Answer the door, will you, Treacher?
Yes.
Well, come on in, Dennis.
Hello,
Hello,
Mr. Morgan.
Hello.
Well, old pal, Christmas is almost here, and it's good for old pals to be together, eh, pal?
Look, Jack, don't give me that old pal treatment.
Now, I know what you're going to say, Dennis, and it's nothing to be upset about, just because I called my rooster Dennis Morgan.
Well, ordinarily, I wouldn't care, Jack, but there's been so much publicity about this that people are beginning to get me mixed up with the rooster.
Well, you can't blame me for that, Dennis. You always did walk that way.
Very funny. Jack, how would you feel if you were a singer and everybody began comparing your voice to the rooster's?
Oh, gee, Dennis, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, but that's only the half of it. My album of records, Christmas records, just came out, and your naming the rooster after me fixed everything.
What do you mean?
Well, now the people won't buy my album unless they get... 3 eggs with it.
Dennis, I had no idea I would cause you so much trouble. I named the bird after you as a compliment.
A compliment?
Yes, as you see, he's tall, and he has blue eyes.
Yes.
And his feathers are so wavy. Of course, his are natural. come here at the window, and I'll show you how cute he is. Ah, there he is out in the yard.
Yeah, he is kind of handsome, isn't he? I'll have to admit that in that respect, he does resemble me.
Oh. Dennis. Dennis, you should see him with the opposite sex.
Just like me, eh?
Yeah. He sure is. He's so clumsy, he falls all over himself.
Huh?
Look, here's the cutest thing of all, Dennis. Watch how smart he is. Oh, Dennis. Dennis. Oh, he's such a smart bird.
Yeah, wait till you hear him sing, Mr. Morgan.
Sing?
Yeah. Uncle Jack taught him to sing one of your songs.
Oh, that'll tickle you to death, Dennis. Listen. One alone. I'll try again. One alone.
That's really wonderful.
Are you pleased, Dennis?
You bet I am. Say, that's one of the greatest compliments I've ever had. Let me try it. I'll sing this time for him. One alone will be my...
Hey, what happened?
Huh?
What happened?
I don't know, but he's hiding under the porch. Don't worry about it, Dennis. You probably weren't singing in his key. You know, I knew if you once saw the rooster, you wouldn't be peeved anymore. Are you?
Oh, of course not, Jack. I can't get over how you taught that bird to sing One Alone. By the way, have you heard my record of that?
Your record?
Yes,
yes. No, I haven't, Dennis, but I just remembered something. I have to go out in the kitchen and tell Treacher you'll stay for lunch. Excuse me. Treacher.
Yes, sir?
Well, I've really done it this time. You know how Dennis always wants to sing that song of his?
You mean One Alone?
Don't even mention it. Well, I had to show him how the rooster did it to get back on the good side of him. But now we'll spend the whole afternoon trying to keep him from singing it. Remember the last time he was here, he sang it 28 times.
Well, I'll lock up the piano, sir.
Yes, and hide the key, please. Well, I'm back, Dennis. Lunch will be ready in 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Well, mm-hmm. That's swell. That'll give me just time enough to sing one chorus of One Alone.
Yeah.
Meep, meep, hop. One Alone.
Oh, Treacher!
Yes, sir?
Treacher, excuse me just a minute, Dennis. Excuse me just a minute. How long did you say it would be until lunch?
5 minutes, sir.
Oh, well, I only asked because Mr. Morgan was about to sing One Alone.
Really, sir?
Yes.
Luncheon is served.
Well, that's too bad, Dennis, but maybe you can sing later, huh? Have some more mashed potatoes, Tugwell.
Okay.
And look, drop a hint about what I want for Christmas, but don't overdo it.
By the way, Mr. Morgan, have you finished all your Christmas shopping?
No, I know I haven't, Tugwell. It's so hard to think of what to buy people.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, it is a problem unless you know what they want.
Yes, that's right.
Well, if I was giving anybody anything, I'd give him a radio phonograph.
Tugwell.
You would? Well... They're pretty expensive, you know.
Oh, sure, but you can't think about money at Christmas time, especially when you've made a lot of it during the year.
Tugwell, no, that's...
Boy, you know, if I went to a fella's house and saw his radio phonograph was all broken down, well, that's what I'd get him.
Tugwell.
Especially if he was my best friend. I'd buy him a radio phonograph.
Tugwell, you don't have to shout! He may be dumb, but he's not deaf.
Yes, Tugwell, a radio phonograph is a lovely present, and... Whoever you're buying it for will be lucky to get it.
Oh, Tugwell isn't buying it for anybody.
No?
He just thought he'd help you in case you couldn't think of something to buy for somebody you thought a lot of. Like somebody from back in Milwaukee. you see?
Oh, yes, yeah. Sure. Now I understand. Yes.
It's about time. For a minute, I thought I'd have to get out the brass knuckles.
Preacher, no.
Jack, this sure was a nice lunch, but I'm afraid I'll have to eat and run.
Oh, stick around.
No, Jack, I've still got some Christmas shopping to do, and now that I realize that one certain gift is going to cost more than I figured, I have to go and stop at the bank first.
The bank is shopping for Christmas, naturally. But, Dennis, it's not good to rush off right after eating. Why don't you go into the library and relax for 5 minutes?
Well, I guess you're right, Jack. I'll do that.
Sure. Go right in and sit down. There are lots of things to read in there. Preacher,
yes, sir?
Give him the magazine with that picture of that radio phonograph we want. You know the Hallicrafter?
Fine. I brought over those Christmas cards you said you'd buy. I'm selling them for the Brownie Scout.
Oh, yes, the Christmas cards. Mm-hmm.
And if I sell this last dozen, I win a scooter. I'll sure be glad to get it, too, because I won't have to walk to school anymore.
You won't have to walk to school anymore, huh? How much were the cards again?
$5 a dozen.
Norma Jean, have you ever thought about quitting school and having a career?
$5 isn't so much, Mr. Carson.
No, but let's forget about the Christmas cards for a minute. I've got a surprise for you. Guess who is sitting in the library right now?
Who?
Dennis Morgan.
The real Dennis Morgan?
Mm-hmm.
The one you said curls his hair with pipe cleaners?
Yes. That's the one, but don't tell him I said that.
He was with you in that picture, two guys from Milwaukee.
That's right.
My mother said he saved the picture.
That's nothing. My mother said I saved the picture. Look, honey, I've got a little job for you to do. I want you to go into the library and talk to Mr. Morgan.
Talk to him?
Yes, and do exactly as I say. Go in and say hello, Mr. Morgan. Then he'll say hello. Then you say, have you done all your Christmas shopping yet? And he'll say no. And then you say, I know what Mr. Carson wants for Christmas, a radio phonograph. Now, have you got that straight?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I say hello.
Yes?
And then I ask him if he's done his Christmas shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tell him that you want a radio phonograph.
That's right, honey. He's sitting in the room there. Go ahead. She's such a sweet kid. She does just what I tell her to. I think I'll open the door and listen.
Hello, Mr. Morgan.
Oh, hello there. You're the little girl from next door, aren't you?
Uh-huh. Have you done all your Christmas shopping yet?
Oh, all my shopping? Why, no, I haven't.
Would you like to buy a dozen Christmas cards?
And to think I bought that kid an ice cream cone only yesterday.
Sure, I'll take the cards. I feel like spending money this Christmas, especially if it makes people happy.
That reminds me. Did you ever think of giving anybody a radio phonograph for Christmas?
Well, that's funny. I was just looking at one in this magazine. That would make a swell Christmas present for someone I know. I wonder who sells them.
Miss Ryan has one like that down at her store.
Gee, hope I can run down to Miss Ryan's before Dennis gets there. Oh, gosh. Here comes Del Sharbert.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah?
Where are you going in such a rush?
You want to talk to me, Del, you'll have to run along beside me.
Well, okay, I need some exercise anyway. Hey, Jack, if you're in this much of a hurry, there's only one place you could be going.
Where's that, Del?
Down to the grocer's to get some Campbell's chicken noodle soup.
No, not this time, Del. I'm running down to Miss Ryan's store to get their head of Dennis Morgan. You see, she handles the kind of radio I want for Christmas, and I want him to buy it for me.
Oh. Well, say hello to Dennis for me. And Jack, be sure to tell him that Campbell's make their chicken noodle soup the good home way.
The good home way?
Yeah. Every spoonful of the golden broth just brims with chicken richness. The egg noodles are the real old-fashioned kind. Measured in so generously, there are lots for every plate. Are you listening, Jack?
Yeah. Everybody knows that Campbell's got put plenty of tender pieces of chicken in their chicken noodle soup. That's why even in the first spoonful, people say, good.
That's right, Jack. And another thing.
I know the rest of it, Del. You were going to say...
Look out, Jack. We're coming to a traffic signal.
Yeah, I know. But you were going to say that Campbell's chicken noodle soup tastes like the kind that might have been ladled from a home soup kettle back... early colonial days. Well, I got to turn the corner here, Del. So long.
So long, Jack.
Thank you.
Here now is the magic music of Randy Martin and the Rickety Rickshaw Man, sung by Glenn Hughes and the Martin Men. A coolie named a Julie runs a rickety rickshaw south of Pekin. And he goes clippity-clop, clop, clippity-clop, clop, as he hobbles down the cobblestone streets. He's romantic and his antics are the talk of the girlies south of Pekin. Their hearts go flippity-flop, flop, flippity-flop, flop, as he hobbles down the cobblestone streets. For the first quarter of a mile, he'll only charge a pretty girl a smile. But for every quarter after this, he collects a kiss. When the moon is high and ladies sigh, a rickety rickshaw
comes a-creakin' down the street.
And he goes clippity-clop-clop, clippity-clop-clop, as he hobbles down the cobblestone streets.
The other drivers are all connivers. They drive you round about and pound about the city. But he has no yen for the yen. He takes them straight and then his rate is just a date.
When the moon is high and ladies high, a rickety rickshaw
comes a-creakin' down the street.
And he goes clippity-clop-clop, clippity-clop-clop, as he hobbles down the cobblestone street.
As he hobbles down the cobblestone street. As he hobbles down the cobblestone street.
And now, back to Jack Carson, who has just run all the way to Miss Ryan's knick-knack nook.
Gee, I hope I get there before Dennis does.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Carson.
Hello, Miss Ryan.
My goodness, you're panting.
Yeah, I know.
Have you been running, or did you stop at the magazine stand and look through Esquire again?
Oh, Miss Ryan, you see, Dennis Morgan is on his way over here to buy me a Christmas present. I want you to help me make sure that he buys the right thing.
Who did you say?
Dennis Morgan.
Would you mind saying his name again? It gives me such a wonderful feeling.
What kind of feeling?
Oh, I don't know. It's the same reaction I get when my heating pad is on high.
Yes, well, I don't want Dennis to know I'm here, so I thought if I could hide under the counter.
I have to use warm applications because I just ache all over. And recently I've got something new, a traveling pain.
Traveling pain, yes.
Mm-hmm. First it's here, and then it's there, and then it's someplace else. I don't know what to do about it.
Couldn't you just put wheels on your heating pad? No. I was thinking if I could just hide under the counter.
This pain always starts up in my back, and then it moves into my leg. Of course, it slows up a little when it comes to my girdle.
Yeah. Well, I thought if I could just hide under the counter.
What puzzles me is that a pain could travel up one side of my body and down the other so quickly.
Well, maybe it's because there aren't any detours, but what I... I mean, it's about... If I could just hide under the counter.
I've got fast pain, slow pain, sharp pain.
Yes, yes.
And another
thing... If I could just get under that counter, I'd be all right. Miss Ryan, don't you handle radio phonographs?
Oh, yes. I've got one over there in the corner.
Yes, yes. It's just like the one I saw in the magazine. That's what I want Dennis to give me for Christmas. So when he gets here, I want you... Uh-oh, it's too late. Here comes Dennis, and he saw me, too.
Well, I'll tell you what you do, Mr. Carson. Just act like you're leaving, and then go around and come in the back door. There are lots of bookshelves, and you can hide behind one and listen.
Oh, swell, I'll do that.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Dennis. Fancy meeting you here.
Hello there.
Dennis, this is Miss Irene Ryan. Miss Ryan, this is Dennis Morgan.
How are you?
Oh, I guess I'm about as well as could be expected.
Don't stand too close, Dennis. Sparks begin to fly out of her heating pad.
Yeah.
Well, step right into the store, Dennis, and... be careful. Be careful. Don't trip over that radio phonograph.
What radio phonograph?
The one way over there in the corner.
Say, that is a beautiful machine. Let's play a record and see how it sounds.
I like that album Mr. Carson made for children. The one called Willie and Hannibal and Mouseland.
Oh, yeah, let's play that.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Jack. Wouldn't you rather hear some music, hear a record of One Alone? One Alone.
One Alone, yes. Well, I do. Yes, I...
Don't you like the way I sing it?
Like it? I love it. I don't think anybody sings One Alone the way you do. Even Carmen Lombardo.
Say, here's the record where both of you sing that song from The Time, the Place, and the Girl, The Gal in Calico.
Oh, swell. Let's put that one on, will you? Let's hear it. Met a gal in Calico down in Santa Fe. Used to be her Sunday bowl till I rode away. Do I want her? Do I want her love? Yes, sirree. Will I win her? Will I win her love? Wait and see. Working with a rodeo. Go from town to town. See most every kind of gal. Every kind of gown. But who made my heart sing? Yippee-yi, yippee-yo, my little gal in Calico.
Well, how do you like it so far, Dennis?
Well, it sounds pretty good to me.
I ain't yours, that'll get it.
But who made my heart sing? Yippee-yi,
yippee-yo, my little gal in Calico.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Rhine. I've got to be going, Dennis, but be sure and stop at my house on your way home. I'll have a little Christmas present for you. An expensive one.
Oh, that's unusual. Good.
So long, Miss Ryan. I'll go around and sneak in the back door, like you said, Miss Ryan. Hey, see you later, Dennis.
Right.
That Mr. Carson is such a nice man.
Oh, that reminds me. I really stopped in to buy a Christmas present for someone.
Well, I carry a wide variety of things, as you can see.
What was that? I thought I heard a door open.
A door? Why, I didn't hear anything.
Gee, it's kind of tight in here, but I think I can squeeze behind this bookcase and listen.
Now, what did you have in mind, Mr. Morgan?
Well, I am Miss Ryan. This present is for a very, very dear friend of mine. One of my oldest pals.
That's me, all right. We were inseparable in school.
And he sure thinks the world of me, too. He even named his rooster after me.
Yes, I know.
Well, not only that, but he taught the rooster to sing One Alone.
I love that rooster just like Dennis.
Well, about how much did you want to spend for a gift, Mr. Morgan?
Well, I don't want to go too high. Have you got anything, say, for around 75 cents?
When I get home, I'm going to choke that rooster.
75 cents? Well, here's some nice neckties, Mr. Morgan, and... Oh, here's something very practical, a scarf.
A scarf?
Yes. Huh. It'll keep him from catching cold, and it's only 85 cents.
Well, I didn't really want to go over 75.
For 10 cents, he let me get pneumonia. Some pal.
I don't see anything here that appeals to me.
Well, I know it's more than you want to spend, but don't you like that radio phonograph?
The phonograph? Say, that is a good idea. And it would solve everything.
Yes, it's a lovely gift.
Oh, good old Miss Ryan.
Okay, I'll take it. And I've got to go to the bank now and get some money, but I'll be back.
All right, I'll hold it for you. Mr. Carson?
Hmm?
You can come out now.
Good old Dennis. I knew he'd come through. Thanks, Miss Ryan. You've really been a big help. If he's going to give me that radio, I'd better rush out to a jewelry store and get him something nice, too.
Well, happy shopping. Goodbye.
So long.
So then you went out and bought something for Mr. Morgan.
Yeah, that's right. And I had a tough time making up my mind what to buy. I couldn't decide whether to give him a case of bourbon or a wristwatch. I finally bought the watch because I figured if he drank all that bourbon, he wouldn't care what time it was anyway.
Can I see the watch you bought him, Uncle Jack?
No, unfortunately, Tugwell, you can't, because Dennis phoned and said he couldn't come by to pick it up, so I sent it on out to his house.
Well, what about his present to you?
Well, he told me he's sending it over by delivery truck. Must be big. Now, those radio phonographs are pretty big, so we better move the furniture around to make room for it. That must be it now.
Package for Jack Carson.
A package?
Yeah, sign right here. Thanks, buddy.
Well, I don't understand this, but there's a note in it. Let's see. Well, it's from Dennis, all right. It says, "Dear Jack, thanks for the gorgeous watch. You couldn't have gotten me anything I like better." You don't know it, but a couple of remarks you made gave me some ideas for my Christmas shopping. When you mentioned a radio phonograph, I went right out and bought one. Well, until you mentioned it, I couldn't think of anything to give my Aunt Sophie. His Aunt Sophie? And I didn't know what to give you either until you told me how much you loved my singing voice. And then I knew what you wanted more than anything else in the world. And here it is, my record of one alone. Why, of all the double-crossing low-down...
What are you doing?
Christmas spirit or no Christmas spirit, I'm breaking this record. Some pal. I'll never speak to Dennis again as long as I live. I'm sorry I ever named the rooster after him. That gives me an idea. I'll change his name right now. Pitcher, open the window.
Yes.
Dennis? Dennis? Now listen to me carefully. And get this through your head. From now on, your name is Theodore. You hear me? Your name is not Dennis. It's Theodore. Theodore. You understand? Oh, what's the use? What is...
Jack Carson will be back in just a moment. Christmas vacation. For many of us, those words recall childhood visits to Grandma's. And, of course, Grandma's wonderful chicken noodle soup. Remember that savory, inviting aroma as you opened the kitchen door? Then the delicious taste of chicken as you spooned it up. And finally, that well-fed, satisfied feeling when your bowl was empty. Well, folks, to recall those days, you have only to taste Campbell's chicken noodle soup. I believe you'll agree, here is old-fashioned, honest-to-goodness, real chicken noodle soup. Here's the golden gleam, the chicken taste, that can only come from fine, plump chicken, slow-simmered for a rich chicken broth. There are homey egg noodles aplenty, and melting tender pieces of chicken, too. Good. It's a great soup, Campbell's chicken noodle soup, one you'll want to treat your family to often.
Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 40 years, we bought enough seals at Christmas time to save 4 million lives. Yet tuberculosis still kills 140 people every day. To me, that means we've got to get in there and give a lot more. So this year, let's all increase our Christmas seal order. If you've already bought yours, buy some more. Because every Christmas seal you buy is a penny spent to save a life. I'm sure if you think of it that way, you'll buy a lot more. Thanks, and try to be with us next Wednesday at the same time. Good night.
Good. Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
Dennis Morgan appears with the courtesy of Warner Brothers. Every night on CBS is the biggest show in town. So stay tuned in for Dr. Christian, following immediately over most of these stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.